This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 451. Today, Dave says, I can't shake the feeling that my characterizations are too heavy-handed, especially in dialogue. For example, I have a character who descends into delusions of grandeur, and his friend, the point of view, doesn't notice until the transformation is nearly complete. The way it is currently revealed is through a speech by the newly minted megalomaniac outlining his megalomaniacal ideas for the future. Those thoughts are genuine for the character, but again, it just feels heavy-handed, and I really want to respect my reader's intelligence. Any tips on how to subtly reveal not-so-subtle character traits? Feel free to respond to the specific example, or to discuss subtlety and characterization more generally. Well, along more general lines, actually I'm going to combine the general and the specific here because it seems to me the most straightforward way to do it. The reveal that he's megalomaniacal should be, in order for it to be maximally satisfying, should be shocking, but not surprising. And the way you do that kind of thing is that you lay in clues along the way. Someone who is that way in real life will let it be known by testing the waters periodically, seeing what will be tolerated with little comments and jokes, things that can be read as being completely innocent or deeply sinister. And they'll do this because they're trying to gauge how much of them you're willing to put up with. But of course, these things will normally go unnoticed by their friends who are assuming the best of them and who may have similarly dark senses of humor, and because most people aren't that far off the rails. Which is one of the reasons that jokes in that direction are funny. Scott Sigler wants to take over the world. Well, so did Pinky and the Brain. So did Hitler. Which is Scott Sigler? Is he the Brain or is he Hitler? Well, if you don't know the guy, it might be hard to tell. If you know the guy, it's quite obvious which one he is. And by the way, he's the Brain. He's not Hitler. There's a certain gray area in rhetoric and behavior that is plausibly deniable, and your megalomaniacal character will be engaging in a lot of plausibly deniable behavior, so that when the point comes where his grand plan is revealed, it should be shocking, because your readers should be going along with the main character and assuming the best of this other guy. But as he starts talking, it should make a lot of sense. Like, oh my god, how could I not see this coming from the beginning? If you ever grew up around anyone who turned out to be, say, for example, a pedophile or a wife beater, or who was cruelly abusing her children behind closed doors or what have you, there will have been this moment when you found out, if you were close enough to them, there will have been this moment when you found out where you're like, why didn't I see it coming? I should have seen it. There were all these clues. But of course, without that crucial piece of information that they were this kind of person, all those clues lined up perfectly well towards an alternate explanation. It's only when you have the key that biases your interpretation that all those clues lead directly to that one conclusion. So your task as an author is laying those clues that lead directly to that one conclusion, but only in retrospect. When you're going forward, they should be possibly leading three or four different directions. This is the key to twist endings, by the way, is to do this with plot. Now, more generally, when it comes to subtle characterization, what you gotta remember is that all of us reveal all the time who we are through our words and deeds. And we reveal who we really are, not just who we think we are. We reveal both, which is one of the reasons that people send off mixed signals all the time. We all have an image of
ourselves, which we use to interact with the world. Jung called it the persona. We all have this persona that is the socially acceptable version of us that we know will get by in the world, or that might be maximally effective. And frequently, it's truthful insofar as it goes, but it doesn't reveal the whole truth. Only the people that know us really well get the whole truth, not just the dirty facts, but all the messy stuff behind them. Everybody's got this. Everybody does this. Part of the process of being socialized as a young child is learning which parts of yourself to hold in reserve and which parts of yourself to offer up for public consumption. And this is everything from the most basic, no, we don't poop in the living room, to the most subtle and nuanced, meaning, for example, around whom is it appropriate to kiss your lover, and around whom is it appropriate to use certain kinds of profanity and not others, and how do you tell if person X is going to be okay to make vomiting jokes at the table around and person Y isn't. The process of socialization is the process of creating the persona that distances the real you from the you that the rest of the world sees. But the real you will bleed through. It always does. It's just that it's hard for people on the other side to tell what the real you is, unless they're a professional people watcher or have other criteria that most people don't bring to the table upon which they can evaluate and judge your various Freudian slips and other subconscious behaviors. Learning those kinds of subconscious tells, though, is really useful for characterization because they will allow you to tell, or they will allow your character to tell the audience who they are, while at the same time they're maintaining their persona to the audience and to the rest of the story, so that when those twists and revelations come out, they are a shock, but not a surprise. Anyway, that was a great question. I think I got the whole thing, but I might have neglected one or two points. If you have any follow-up questions, please send them in. It was a delightful one. I, on the other hand, will see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.